Well, Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack is leading a trade delegation to China, trying to see if we can increase our market share, especially in the area of soybeans. The secretary took the opportunity while talking to the media to again stress the fact that a farm bill and agricultural trade go hand in hand, and without the farm bill, it does tie our hands in selling more agricultural products.
In order for USDA to be helpful and forceful in trade, we need to have the promotion tools, programs that come out of a farm bill. If we continue to go months and months and months without a farm bill, we will begin to see an erosion of our capacity to be competitive. We won't be able to be as aggressive in the marketplace. We could potentially lose market share.
Speaking of the farm bill, Dale Moore from the American Farm Bureau Federation is feeling more optimistic that something can get done in January. He said even though the committee has not come up with their final draft, he's saying once we get past the holidays, he's expecting some fast action.
The catalyst for mid-January being the time frame is that the Ag Committee leadership, the conference leadership, sees that Congress will be coming back. They will be working on this budget process, and that provides them a window there in the middle part of a month that's usually relatively quiet.
Getting back to China, Joe Glauber, the chief economist for the USDA, said U.S. farmers are selling more and more products to China, that despite several trade disputes. In particular, they're buying U.S. beans.
We know that China is increasing poultry production. They're increasing pork production, dairy production. All of those things mean increased feed. And so I think the feed needs, the particularly protein meal, on the protein meal side, are going to continue, and they're going to have to source that from foreign sources for the most part, largely because soybean area in China has been flat for the last 10 years. And it's clear that both for economic reasons, agronomic reasons, other things, that they are just less competitive in terms of soybean production.
Well, and a bit of a surprise, despite the fact that the USDA says we will see an increase in milk production with more cows and production per cow, they're also saying that the price of milk will be going up, giving an average price for all milk at about 2010 hundredweight. Jerry Bangi, the chairman of the Outlook Board, says the major reason, demand, especially on the export front, looks strong.
We're seeing a very strong demand now for milk products. On the export front, we're seeing a strong demand for butterfat. Also on the export front, we're seeing a strong demand for non-fat dry milk. And both of those things are giving support to our prices.
Well, we're also seeing strong demand for black cheese, and that's why that price continues to be extremely strong for this time of year, up another 2.25 to $1.95 a pound. Barrels gain a penny and 3/4 to $1.84, while your AA butter's at $1.55. Class 3 prices December off a penny at $19.02, while January is up 6 at $19.18, and March is up 3 at $17.86. Board of Trade, March corn up 3.5 cents to 4.27¼ cents per bushel. May also up 3.5 to 4.35¼ cents. Your beans for January up 8¾ to 13.44¼ cents per bushel. March up to 13.33¼ cents, while March wheat drops 2 cents to 6.18¾ cents per bushel. Looking at the livestock picture, fed cattle market, choice beef steers and heifers, 112 to 124. Holstein steers, 98 to $1.09. Slaughter cows, cutter and utilities, 74 to 90, a top at 94. Most of the slaughter cows, 54 to 73. Replacement bull calves, $1 to 235. Heifer calves, 60 to 145, with the barrels and gilts, 62 to 74. And your feeder pigs, 40 through 60 pounders, 30 to 50. And those are your agricultural prices. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.